Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Monday, December 5th, and my name is Amy Hirsch. During this season, we'll be reading passages of scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled, Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading 2 Samuel chapter 7, and after I read our passage, I'll share some devotional thoughts on the passage. Today's devotional is titled, God's House. This is the word of the Lord from 2 Samuel chapter 7. After the king was settled in his palace and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am living in a house of cedar while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." But that night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this place. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their rulers whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture, from tending flock, and appointed you ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men on earth, and I will provide a place for my people Israel and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning, and have done so ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also give you rest from your enemies. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with a rod wielded by men, with floggings inflicted by human hands. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." Nathan reported to David all the words of this entire revelation. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, sovereign Lord, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, sovereign Lord, you have also spoken about the future of the house of your servant, and this decree, sovereign Lord, is for a mere human. What more can David say to you? For you know your servant, sovereign Lord. For the sake of your word and according to your will, you have done this great thing and have made it known to your servant. How great are you, sovereign Lord? There is no one like you, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth that God went out to redeem as a people for himself, and to make a name for himself, and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations and their gods from before your people, whom you redeem from Israel? You have established your people Israel as your very own forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord God, keep forever the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house. Do as you promise, that your name will be great forever. Then people will say, 'The Lord Almighty is God over Israel,' and the house of your servant David will be established in your sight. Lord Almighty, God of Israel, you have revealed this to your servant, saying, 'I will build a house for you.' So your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you. Sovereign Lord, you are God. Your covenant is trustworthy, and you have promised these things to your servant. Now be pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, Sovereign Lord, have spoken, and with your blessing, the house of your servant will be blessed forever. Years have passed since Israel's conquest of the Promised Land under Joshua. God has established Israel in the land, and the nation has been ruled by a series of judges and even one king, Saul, prior to David's reign. When David finally makes it to the throne, he decides he wants to build God a house. While this impulse might sound odd to us, most kings serving in that area of the world during that time would have built some kind of structure to honor the God they served. But in 2 Samuel 7, this exchange between the Lord and David, mediated by Nathan, tells us that God is unlike all of the other gods. David wants to build the God of heaven and earth a house, a place where he might dwell and be present with his people. God rehearses a bit of history with Nathan in a dream, which Nathan communicates to David. God never asked his people to build him a house because he didn't need a house in order to dwell among his people. While the ark and later the temple that Solomon would build served as symbols of God's presence with his people, he was never bound by those symbols because he is the Lord of heaven and earth. Yet in this beautiful reversal, God basically says to David, "You want to build me a house? But guess what? I'm going to build you a house." God makes an eternal covenant with David, declaring that he will give David a lineage of kings who will come after him and rule on his throne, establishing his house and his kingdom forever. And even when it seems like that promise is in danger of being broken, as David's descendants fail to walk in the ways of their forefather, a man after God's own heart, and as God's people are taken away from the promised land, forced to live under the rule of foreigners, the good news is that when you make a covenant with the Lord always keeps his promises because he is faithful and true and his word can be trusted. God indeed builds David a house, and David's eternal lineage leads us to the genealogy of Matthew, where we read of the birth of Jesus, the son of David and the son of God, the one who is worthy to sit on David's throne and receive worship, honor, and glory. God would choose to dwell among his people, not in a house of cedar, but in a house of humanity by taking on flesh in the form of a servant. Praise God. His promises are better than any of our plans. Would you pray with me? Lord, in this Advent season, as we think about you coming to dwell with us, all of our past just point us forward to that day when David's descendant would come, the true and the better David, and would be born not a king in a beautiful palace full of power, but as a child born in a manger to a poor couple. You came to live among us by taking on flesh, and you know what it is like to be human. You know all of our weaknesses, and yet you are our great high priest because you have no sin. We thank you for that hope, God, that you have come to be with us through Jesus. We pray all of this in your name. Amen.